do we really change, or do we just become who we really are? So yesterday, my friend Leslie listened to the podcast. That's yesterday's episode. Today is day 3 of the 100-day podcast. And if you're listening to me for the first time, my name is Kamga, and I'm a creative. So Leslie listened to the podcast, and then she went back and listened to the very first podcast that I did a long time ago. I think about 4-5 years ago. And then she made a comment that got me thinking about change and what really happens when we grow older. Essentially, she said I was funny. Like, she's not saying that I was funny, like, you know, comical. More like I was, I didn't think too much about, you know, I wasn't too self-aware. No, not self-aware, self-conscious. I think that's the word. Yeah, I wasn't too self-conscious. I wasn't talking so much about ideas and philosophy. Because recently, you probably don't know this, a friend, a YouTuber, Cameroonian YouTuber, her name is Miss Williams. She put up a video of the Cameroonian YouTubers she would like to meet, and then she explained why she would like to meet them. And Miss Williams she's a very likable personality. I mean, everybody's likable to other people, but she's very exuberant, and she has this cute baby. And she was talking about each of these YouTubers individually and what she liked about them, why she wanted to meet them. And I was the first on the list, and she said I'm very philosophical, and that when you talk to me, you need to be smart and have your ideas ready. And I was like, oh, that's really cute. And then it's something that's happened to me recently, you know, like this aspect of my life, because even just a couple of days, actually yesterday, I was watching a YouTube live by, I'll consider my friend Mark. He's Leave Your Mark. He runs a YouTube channel, a gaming channel. And he talks about he doesn't just do gaming. He talks about life and work and productivity and just, you know, existence. But he mostly plays video games and has a couple of channels through which he does that, including Twitch and Discord. So Mark also, you know, said we should have a conversation. And even when I talked with Eric Wen, you know, the reason why he was attracted to my video, which is because there's some reason why Cody Wan was attracted to my video. And if you don't know about anything I'm talking about, you might need to subscribe to my YouTube channel to watch all these things. Because in December, I think December 19th last year, Cody Warner, who is the founder of No Small Creator Community, saw one of my videos where I was saying I was taking, you know, staying off the internet till the end of the year to figure out what I was going to do. And he really liked what I was articulating there, reached out to me through Instagram, and then we met, and there was this whole video, and then I got all this gear from sponsors. He literally, you know, found sponsors, and his goal was to find people in the community, the No Small Creator Community, who, in his own way, he could share gear, share encouragement, like, hey, you're doing good, keep going. And that's how I met Cody Warner. And then Eric Wen saw my video, and then I connected to Eric Wen. Eric Wen also has this amazing YouTube channel. So a lot of what I talk about, really, what I'm hoping to build on, is all these influences of all these people and all these channels. So yes, you're listening to me right now in audio, but if you watch me on video, I feel like my personality is different. So Eric said something similar about being thoughtful and being deep. Mark said something about the way I was articulating words. And then Leslie pointed out, you know, that I used to be less self-conscious. Why am I finding a hard time saying the word less self-conscious? And even my wife, when we can't just watch a movie. Like, she's always complaining, like, can't you just sit there and just watch this damn movie? Like, do you have to think about things? Do you have to be, you know, looking at how you can apply it in life? So it's almost as if my default is to think about those things. So I haven't listened to my first episode yet, but when Leslie said what she said, it got me thinking, like, huh, is this new? Like, is this philosophical aspect of my life, you know, recent? Because I think it's always been the case. Now, that's a weird question of, like, do we actually change, or do we just become more of who we are? So have I changed from that funny, go-lucky, comical, less self-conscious person? Am I more self-conscious now? And I'm tempted to say no. I don't think I'm self-conscious. I think I'm becoming more of the thoughtful kind of person. Maybe I've lost a lot of that youthful innocence. I don't know. Maybe it happens to you too. You know, as you get older, you start having, like, quote unquote, real life problems. Maybe you're becoming a parent. Maybe you're getting a job. You have responsibilities. You can no longer just, you know, make jokes and laugh about everything. Maybe except the weekend, where you want to forget about your real difficulties during the week. But I don't think we really change. And that's why I think when somebody shows you who they are for the first time, you should believe them. I think we become more of who we are. So if part of you is actually generous, and then you've only be exhibiting, you know, the selfish part and taking things for yourself, there's a chance that when what we call change is really more you focusing on those aspects of you that you want to grow and then grow them to the detriment of other aspects that you don't want to grow. So I think we don't change. I think we are just more of who we choose to be. And I know it sounds very confusing and weird, and somebody can probably make the argument that all of that doesn't make any sense. But when I look at my own journey, the recordings and where I was at the time, like my mindset and now, a lot has happened. A lot has happened in my life, both personally, health-wise, family-wise. I mean, I got into a car accident. Like, there are things that have happened, me working on projects, giving up on projects, beating myself up and coming back. Like, there are things that I do and I give up and keep pursuing this goal or this journey of creation. So during this journey of pursuing this, you know, life, I want to be able to be free to do what I want, and I also want to create. Those are two main values that I think are standing out in my life. I want freedom and I want creativity. Freedom in the form of, if I can afford, you know, the money to live where I want and do what I want, I don't need to work for anybody. And if I can create, I want to create the things that I like, whether it's movies, documentaries, podcasts like this one. Those are two values that I've identified throughout my journey that I'm really, really interested in. I mean, it used to come out in a way, when I started the podcast, that was me trying to take control, trying to get that freedom. So there are aspects of me that are still present in that previous podcast that I'm seeing now. Like, the whole thoughtful aspect of my life is, even the relationships I have in my life, they, I want to say they hang on thin strings. It's more like I build relationships individually. So I don't say, oh, people are this way. I find it very hard to generalize, whether it's white person, black person, friend, sibling. The relationship I have with my brother, for example, is a very independent relationship I have with my sister, independent relationship I have with my mom, independent relationship I have with my dad. So when I say my family, in that whole subset of family, there's still individual relationships. And it's that thoughtfulness that is, I feel, governs that particular aspect of my personality. I'm not able to just bundle people together and say, oh, these people are this way, or this is how they feel about me. It's really, and I think the negative aspect of that too is that I take things personally. So it's, and I think, let me put it this way, I take things personally unless many people say it. Now that I think about it, it's actually interesting. So if only one person tells me, hey, I don't like this particular aspect of you, I start getting defensive. I start getting like, no, what do you mean? That's who I am. This is what I do. But if more people point that particular aspect out now, then I would say the pressure of feeling like, oh, this person is judging me, it reduces. And I think that's the difficulty I've had with my wife when she, you know, tries her best to be as polite as possible and point out things that I may be doing that are not working for her or for us. I tend to forget that she's also a human being. But do we really change? Like, have I become more loving now in a relationship? Have I become more conscious? I don't think so. Because when I look at the times when I was a terrible boyfriend, I could have become a better boyfriend. I just didn't want to. It was already there. Or maybe I didn't have reason to. Let me put it that way. I didn't have reason to be better. And then I say this, it sounds like, oh, I chose to be a bad boyfriend. I don't think so. I don't think I willingly chose. I feel like, and maybe I'm defending myself, but when I can only speak about this, you know, looking back, I cannot go back in time and say, okay, now I'm going to make the choice to be a good boyfriend, especially given the conditions under which I was. Like, if I'm in a relationship and the person I'm with doesn't show me what's possible, I don't even consider what's possible, you know? I mean, I could probably talk at length about, you know, relationships and how you can support each other and build each other. But bottom line is, if you come into a relationship, the way I see it, the reason why I've been able to choose a more loving, more conscious, more responsible aspect is mostly because my wife was able to point that out. And I'll give her credit any day for her ability to communicate what she wants. And even when I look at her own life, she didn't grow up like this. She wasn't born like this. She became this way based on who she is and based on the experiences in her life, because there were times when she also made terrible decisions that she had to pay the price for. So essentially what I want to say is, when we spend our lives judging people or, you know, making comments about who they are and their personalities, we shouldn't forget that maybe it's just because they never had the opportunity to actually do it. Maybe they never had the context to even believe that it's possible for them to quote-unquote change. And maybe it's actually there, but you haven't given them a reason to change. So if you look at maybe your partner, your sibling, your family member, you're like, why is this person always this way? Why are they not changing? Maybe the onus is onto you to actually show them what's possible. You know, maybe it's, if you want somebody to be more generous, then you start by being generous. Maybe they don't even know it's possible to be generous. Maybe they don't even know that it's possible for somebody to actually share something with them. And then once you do it, they're like, wait, this is like the whole mind frame gets broken. I mean, I still remember how, even now, I still have difficulty sharing food on the same table with my wife. It's something that she loves doing. It's a minute, stupid, dumb thing. Even I myself, I'm aware of how dumb it is. I'm like, it's just food. You can always get more. And she's even the one who cooked the food. But I never grew up in an environment I shared, and I never knew it was possible. And I've been fighting it until now. I'm at the point where I'm like, I mean, technically speaking, the food is there. We have enough food. If I want to eat more, I can add the food. So it's just one of those primal personality trait, I guess, something that I've built over the years that I don't want to let go of, but now I have to. So yeah, maybe people don't really change. Maybe we just become more of who we are, but maybe we can pick up new traits on the way. So that's what I'm hoping you can think about on this beautiful Wednesday morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Today is the 3rd of June, and I'm on day 3 of the 100 days of podcast, where I'm trying to clear out the junk from my mind, practice public speaking, and then prove to somebody, anybody listening, that it's possible to suck at something. Now, I'm choosing to suck at this podcast so that by the time I'm on episode 100, then I would figure out whatever it is that I'm looking for. So until then, if you really enjoyed this episode, or if you didn't, you know, leave me a comment, a heart, something. Let me know that you're listening. And if you don't, I'll see you show up tomorrow, because I'm doing this mostly for me, and hopefully you join me on this journey. You take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.